In this edition of the Hick Chick Chat, we will talk with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Executive Board of Directors. We start with President Susan Littlefield. Cindy checks in with her just as convention was getting started last week.
Susan, tell us a little bit about yourself and your job as a farm broadcaster, because you work at a station and there's not that many of you left, right?
No, there's not. I do work at a radio station in Nebraska, in Columbus. It's KZEN, and we do cover, we're called Nebraska's Biggest FM. We do cover the whole eastern half of Nebraska, so I do get a chance to talk to a lot of great producers, and I do markets for a small station out of Brookings, South Dakota as well. But for me, farm radio, I just love it. I mean, I've been doing radio since 1989 when I was in college, and been an NAFB member since 1996. And so for me to be able to get on the air every day, my first report's at 5:30 in the morning, my last report's at 6:30 at night. So I'm on the air at least twice an hour during that time period to be able to talk about ag radio, markets, farm news. And then obviously I live it too, because we farm.
Well, and as you talk with going back to the theme of the Crunch Convention, from our roots, that is really the root of farm broadcasting, is the local radio station. But how has that changed? Even just as you've been in the business, the new technology that we're using, the new social media tools, how has your job changed?
Oh, it's changed dramatically because the World Wide Web, we stream. And so I've got farmers that listen in other countries. They want to know what's happening market-wise in the States, and they will send me tweets and Facebook messages asking questions about what we're seeing, weather, what our crops are doing. So that kind of opens your eyes, that it's no longer you talking into that microphone, it going out of the airwaves of your listenership. It is so much beyond. And social media, I think, has had a huge aspect and a change to the way we do broadcasting as well.
Brian Winnikins will step into Susan's role at the beginning of the year. We talk about next year's convention and what he looks forward to working on during his tenure on the board.
Brian Winnikins joins me from the great state of Wisconsin, Dairyland, and you are now officially president-elect. Brian, tell me a little bit about some of your plans and hopes as you go through this next year. You've got a lot of planning to do to get ready for Convention 15.
Actually, I have already started doing some planning. I'm looking at doing a few different things. One, we're going to hopefully have a member of the Federal Communications Commission, one of the commissioners, come to convention to help to actually meet with the station managers and owners, talk about FCC issues. Also looking at for the members, some of the other, one of the things I want to do is we have the health and well-being section of our convention. Well, I want to do something like that with financial well-being to help members, you know, learn ways to save money for retirement for after their careers. We're also looking, I'm going to hopefully have something special from Wisconsin is what I'm calling it, where we're going to be bringing some, we're going to have beer tasting and wine tasting and cheese tasting, and it's all going to be Wisconsin products.
I'm all in. That didn't take a whole lot. But Brian, tell me a little bit about why you decided to get more involved. I know you were a regional vice president for a while, but what made you really get involved and take the leap to become, you know, president-elect?
Well, one of the big things that made me decide to run was, one, the organization has done a lot for myself. It is not only helped with my career, but even helped with myself being able to own a radio station. And I just felt that it was time to, one, give something back. And two, there's a lot of challenges for the industry. And you can either sit back and complain and do nothing, or you can try and do something to change the industry. And so I decided to try and do something.
Agriculture's got a lot of topics that we all talk about. It's a broad range of topics. Agriculture is a very broad topic as a whole. What's something that you're hoping to get across to the membership over the next couple of years?
I think the biggest thing is for all of the membership is that we all have to work together. There's for a lot of the members and over the years that I've been in radio, there's always been this us versus them mentality inside radio stations, the air staff versus the sales staff. The sales staff says, well, if you don't have us, air staff, you wouldn't have a paycheck. And the air staff says, well, if you didn't have us, you'd have nothing to sell. So they always sit there and fight. And we have to find a way to get both of these, both groups together. And that, because I see that in a lot of stations where for farm broadcasters, if they don't have at least one salesperson supporting them, they end up losing their job because no one will try to sell their programming or even try to learn about it.
Talk to me a little bit about being a broadcaster, also being an owner of your stations. That's got to have its own challenges, but they're not unheard of. We've got a lot of folks that have done it in the past before you and I. Tell me a little bit about those.
The biggest challenge, Leah, is the day-to-day operation. On a Monday, I could have a good sales day. That's great. Wonderful. Congratulations to me. Okay, now it's Tuesday. Well, guess what? It's all you have to start over. And being able to try to make a living is one. Then there's, since we're such a small operation, not only do I have to do on-air stuff, but if it's broken, I have to fix it or find someone to fix it. If the garbage can is full, well, I'm going to have to go and empty that. And you know, the other part really is, frankly, all of the regulations. Boy, there's a ton of them. And in the broadcast industry for radio and even TV, we get the great distinction of we have to pay to be regulated. So once a year, I get to pay the FCC so they can regulate me.
Tony St. James was elected vice president during the annual meeting. He threw his name in the hat in order to help make a difference and step up to have a voice.
We elect a new slate of officers, particularly the vice president gets elected, and this year's winner is Tony St. James. Tony, tell me a little bit about Tony St. James.
Well, a little bit probably is too much. But I will say that Farm Broadcasting now for, I think it's 16 years, 33 years in the business of radio. We own radio stations in Texas. We also own and operate an ag network. And just to make things fun, since we're in Texas, we also syndicate the largest high school scoreboard show in the state.
Well, of course, football is king, but so is agriculture. And, well, I guess everything's kind of king in Texas. They tell me everything's bigger there.
Well, I guess you could say that. There's a lot of pride when you talk about Texas. And I think a lot of that goes back to one of the things we're most known for, and that's the Alamo and the fight for independence, which is legendary. But when you talk about Texas agriculture, you're talking cotton, number one cotton producing state. For years, we were the number one beef producing state. We've had to give that up thanks to a 3-year drought to Nebraska, but still cattle, whether we're talking feedlot, whether we're talking stocker or cow-calf, still big in the state of Texas. We also grow corn. The next president of the American Soybean Association is from Texas. And we also are big producers of wheat, sorghum, we have rice, and then you get down into the coastal bend, the winter garden area, and there's a lot of vegetable production there as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about NAFB, and I know that you kind of decided maybe a little later to kind of throw your name in the ring. What made you decide to join up and be a part of the board of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting?
I don't think that I'm much different than most of us in that we really want other people to step up and do things. So for quite a few months, I just sat back and said, well, maybe there's somebody else. Maybe somebody else. There's someone else. I'm sure there's other people. And the further I went on with this, and we did have a gentleman who jumped in, and you know, I can't say enough for DeLoss for jumping in and saying, you know what, I'll do it. But then I got to looking at the other parts of our organization, the Allied Industry, who had multiple entries for board participation, and we got the same thing from the sales and management. Yet it's the broadcast council who is the vice president, your president. Those come from broadcast council. And we're not putting more than one person up for running for that position. And I really had a gut check on, I believe it was Tuesday before the election on Thursday, where I could no longer look in the mirror and just say, I'm going to leave it up to somebody else. there just came a point when I said, you know what, I've got to quit waiting on other people. And we as an organization need to quit waiting on others to direct the path we're going to go down. It's up to us. If we want things to improve, we want to chart our own course, we've got to step up and be willing to take a hold of the wheel and drive the bus.
Well, that's also a lot there to say to your credit for talking about it and throwing your hat in the ring. As far as what direction you want to see the organization go, what are some of your hopes and dreams?
You know, I've been asked that a lot lately. You know, what's your platform? And honestly, I don't have a platform. And as strange as that sounds, I'm not going in with this idea that these things are broken, they need to be fixed. I do believe, however, we, and I'm talking about those who are in broadcast radio, whether it's AM, FM, broadcast television, we're facing one of the most serious challenges to our industry ever. And I'm not just talking about farm broadcasting. I'm talking about what happens if the AM, the FM station, or the TV station that we've used as our delivery, what happens if that's not here in 3 to 5 years?
Janet Adkisson, outgoing president, wrapped up her tenure on the board. She tells us how things went, what she learned, and where she hopes to see things go in the future.
I'm here with Janet Adkisson, who is currently wrapping up her year as president of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. We just wrapped up the wonderful President's Dinner and a week of meetings and networking with farm broadcasters from across the country. Janet, how has this week been for you?
It has been a busy week for us, but it's also at the same time a great week. You know, the convention only comes around once a year, and for some of us, it's the only time that we get to see some of our fellow broadcasters from other parts of the country. Many of us located in certain parts of the country come across each other on a regular basis at various events, but for the entire nation of broadcasters to come together once, this is a unique experience on an annual basis, and it's great.
I've heard that many refer to this event as coming home to Kansas City and convention. And is that how it feels for you every year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Whenever you come into the Westin, I don't know what the aroma is that the Westin pumps into the air system, but you walk in the doors and that you know that you're in the Westin. And so it's a great experience. The staff is always very hospitable, and we all know where we're going, typically. We may have a room or two that we have to ask where the directions are, but for the most part, we know the layout of the space that we're taking up. And so it's pretty easy for us to get around and find one another when we need to.
You mentioned the staff. I think it was at the luncheon on the first day when one of the staff members was recognized for 50 years of service to the Westin, and he's been here for numerous conventions. I'm sure it's really neat to bring that atmosphere back and bring the convention back to the Westin every year. How has the last year been for you? What are the projects that you've loved working on? And I'm sure this position has its ups and downs, but probably more highs for you.
Absolutely. The last year has been just spectacular. The board of directors, it's a great bunch of people to work with. And I know every time you're on a board, most often you connect with those people, and everybody says it, but you know, it's true, and it's true for a reason, because you always spend the time with those broadcasters trying to focus efforts on a similar focused direction. And that's what we as broadcasters have done here over the last year. And we've had a lot of fun, and we've had some highs and there's lows, but that's come and go with the territory.
Where do you see the organization, the association, moving forward over the next year? What projects have you guys started that you're excited to see new leadership keep working with?
Well, there's many things that come to mind. We launched the NAFB Media Planner, which is a tool to help anyone looking to reach rural America, to reach anybody involved in agriculture, find those entities that can help them make it happen. So all of our NAFB member stations, our member networks, whether it's TV, whether it's radio, are featured on this media planner. And it's kind of a big flag to tell you who in this media industry is truly dedicated to the agriculture industry. And that NAFB media planner is just, it's certainly a sense of pride for the organization moving forward, and we hope that more people will check it out and use it. We've got links to it, of course, at NAFB.com, and offers just some insight on our NAFB member stations and networks. Also, in addition to that, one of the things that we've done in recent years is grow our NAFB student membership. And it's gone from being below 10 in the single digits to being about 70 student members now. And, you know, we've done a lot of outreach efforts. We've brought students into our annual convention with the idea that we know that there are students out there who want to be in communications, whether it's you want to be on the radio or you want to be on TV. If you want to be in broadcasting or communications, or maybe you want to work in an ad agency or for a company involved in agriculture, we're all connected. We're all intertwined. But let's get that relationship going between us now and start that networking opportunity and help these young people learn from the farm broadcasters who tell the story on a regular basis so they can continue to tell the story no matter where they end up.
That's this edition of the Hick Chick Chat. I'm your host, Leah Guffey, here on precision.agwired.com. Follow us along on Facebook. Join in the conversation on Twitter.